This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. I'm cutting it close, I know. But I wanted to talk to you one more time this year. At least twice, come on. I've talked about the origins of several of our favorite Christmas carols, and often the story is inspiring, like the one you've probably heard about how Silent Night was written, especially if you heard me tell it. I talked about that. Also, I heard the bells in O Holy Night, which are actually heartbreaking. Those are a couple of my favorites. Oh yeah, I talked about those too. Well, the story of O Come All Ye Faithful isn't affecting like that, but I think it's interesting. You may have heard it as Adestus Fidelis. That's the Latin version. Originally, it had four Latin verses, and those were published in the 18th century. The lyrics have been attributed to several people, including an order of monks, several orders of monks at different times, actually. Or maybe St. Bonaventure wrote it in the 13th century. Or maybe King John IV of Portugal in the 17th century. He was really into music, and he did write. In fact, he founded a music school. It's said that he had one of the biggest libraries in the world. It's gone now, unfortunately. And it's said that two manuscripts of the Portuguese hymn, which is what Adestus Fidelis, O Come All Ye Faithful, is also known as, that were written in 1640 were found. Three more verses were added in the 18th century by an abbot, which are apparently the third through fifth verses now. And there's another Latin verse whose origin is a mystery that's rarely printed. Frederick Oakley's translation of the original four verses and William Thomas Brooks's translation of the other three are the ones most sing now when it's in English. Oakley originally called the song, Ye Faithful, Approach Ye. I'm glad that was changed. The tune also has different authors attributed to it. John Francis Wade is probably the most commonly cited. He was a hymn composer who lived in the 18th century, and his signature is on the earliest known copies of the hymn. Or a hymn copyist, John Redding, might have composed it. And King John IV of Portugal. Yeah, him again. It's a hymn celebrating the birth of the Lord. It's commonly sung at Christmas Mass and other Christmas church services on the actual day. Feel free to save the show for the big day if it's before the big day, but you know what? I'm playing it now. This is Megan Taylor and Jason Coleman in the Christmas stocking.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful.
Oh, come let us
Tennessee Kids, Megan Taylor and Jason Coleman. They're playing around Nashville in January. Non-Christmas shows, of course. Jason is Floyd Kramer's grandson. That's for you fogies. Floyd was a very flamboyant piano player back in the day, like Jason is now. So as I told you, there are several episodes devoted to the origins of carols, and I'll have a link to all of them, which will also include a couple that talk about A Christmas Carol by Dickens, because, you know, carol. And those will be at mychristmasstocking.net, as well as links to how to get all the music on the show. All the music? Well, yes. It's been a sparse year, so the least I can do is give you more music. Like I told you, I talked about where I heard the bells came from in the past, and I suggest you go back and listen to it. It's a great story, and a great rendition of the song, too. So is this new one, from Charlene Clausy, in The Christmas Stocking.
Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Charlene Clausy in The Christmas Stocking. I'm going to post the video on mychristmasstocking.net along with Twitter and Facebook. I love her rendition and her performance. She means it, and you can really see it. She's an actress, musician, and composer. And Charlene is in a Christmas movie on Netflix called An Evergreen Christmas. Links to how you can get the song and more can be found at mychristmasstocking.net. Feel free to call me, 323-487-1225. Haven't gotten any calls, but I did get a hang-up. So, I did get a hang-up this year. That counts, right? Melissa Weeb, or Weeby. I'm sorry, I can't figure out how to pronounce your name. She's on Twitter. She's from British Columbia, and you can find her at Melissa Weeb, W-I-E-B-E. She wanted to know if more Christmas Stocking episodes were coming. Well, this one is. Thanks for getting in touch. Art K. from Iowa, thank you for your words of support. And Alana in North Carolina, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you for reaching out. Twitter.com/Xmas Stocking or at Xmas Stocking. You can find the Christmas Stocking on Facebook too. Peggy, thank you for spreading the word. Gabby, thank you for sticking with me. And Curtis, it's great to hear from you too. Thanks for the kind words. Also, hello Sandy, Richie in the Bronx, Andy from New Jersey and living in South Carolina, Sarah in Australia. Thank you for the messages, the information, the suggestions, and the concern. I am doing great. I'm just rejiggering my life, trying to figure out where everything fits in. I'm still trying. Here is a great original song that is perfect as you get close to the day. It really, really brings the spirit. Rondi Fay, Joy Whispered in the Christmas Stocking.
Strike a match and touch the wick. As the Christmas story's told, anger melts and starts to drip, softened in the candle glow. She hummed a lullaby, wrapped her son in golden straw, to hold as God and child, mother love eternal. Ooh, let the baby sleep till morn. Hush now, little children, ooh, love is born. As joy whispered and a star flickered, kings and angels sharing delight, earth to sky, what a magical sight, christened by the silent light. As soon the flame will grow, wonder echoes sure and quick, as heaven starts unfolding the greatest story ever told. Ooh, let the baby sleep till morn, hush now little children.
Rondi Fay, Joy Whispered in the Christmas Stocking. I believe she composed the song. I really think it captures the season, don't you? Links to that and the video will also be on mychristmasstocking.net. Thank you so much, Rondi and Charlene, for bringing your music to me and to the other artists I haven't had a chance to play this year. Hopefully I will in the future. Thank you for the gifts to the Christmas Stocking. I will be getting in touch with you to see if you want your money back because, come on. Two episodes, I understand. And if you don't hear from me in time, just get in touch with me. I'll be happy to give it back. But you have been great supporters in all kinds of ways. And I definitely appreciate it and will not forget it. Thank you, Paul in the UK, who gave twice.
Wow.
And just got married. Wow. Brian in California, thank you for the kind words as well. And Carl, who I suspect is in California too, thank you so much. You can find the contribute button on mychristmasstocking.net or just go to mychristmasstocking.net/contribute. If you feel you want to. No pressure. I mean, come on. Now, part of my personal reorganization is trying to be more realistic about my time and finances. And I'm going to try to finally set up a Patreon this year to help justify the time this show takes. Not that I don't love it. I love it. And that is justification enough in a perfect world. But, you know, how perfect is the world? You know, in one way you could say it's perfect. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. In another way, I might need to set up a Patreon. If you have any experience or suggestions, please let me know. I've hesitated because of, you know, trying to figure out the benefits, which I'm not sure I have time to add to my schedule. But I'll bet somebody listening has some good ideas. Is it you? You can email me at topelf@mychristmasstocking.net or hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. There are all kinds of ways to get in touch with me. You know how it is. I'm Lee Cameron. That's the show. A mini winter music spectacular. I do plan to be around in the summer and next season, barring anything major happening. Not that I plan major things happening, but you know, I do have a feeling more major is on its way. And I plan to make it good, as I've generally been able to do in 2018. Even all the health issues, I think it's more good than bad. But this show did not get its due, and I'm real sorry. I gotta stop apologizing, right? I'm gonna work on doing better next year. I really am. Have a very merry, merry Christmas and a happy, happy, happy new year and a great 2019. Let's all do that. I'll talk to you soon, I hope, in the Christmas stocking.